Well, on my sofa today, I have probably Bristol's hardest working musician, possibly even the world's hardest working musician, Lewis Creven. Hello.
Hiya, thanks for having me.
So, I gather you're doing how many gigs in the next 36 days?
Well, at the moment I'm on 42 gigs in 30-something days, and it's looking to continue in that kind of grind for the next few months. So, yeah, full on schedule at the moment.
Yeah, so why is this then? Are you a sucker for punishment, or is it the only way you can actually make a living as a professional musician?
Well, I do make a living as a musician, so it's kind of great to get out as much as possible, you know, shop doors open kind of thing. But I'm just quite a proactive person. I feel uncomfortable if I'm ever at home, kind of about 8 o'clock at night, so I have to go out and play. It's kind of my daily ritual now.
So do you actually have time for any other kind of life?
Not so much. I'm kind of just completely absorbed in music at the moment, which is really lovely. I like to travel as well, so with the band we go all over the southwest and beyond, playing gigs. And a lot of the acoustic stuff I do is based in Bristol, but I'm always travelling, always listening and playing. So.
Yeah, so you do a kind of variety of music then, really?
Yes, with the band we do a lot of rock, blues, funk and other bits and pieces, and on my own I do more folk-orientated kind of things.
Okay, I gather your band's actually got an EP.
Yes, we do. It came out last year. It's been doing really well. We're really pleased with it. And we're just working on the next one. But we're working on a full album now. But the EP we've done is a little four-track thing. And yeah, we're really proud of it. And hopefully we'll have big things on the next one.
And so what's it called?
It's an eponymous thing. It's called the Lewis Creven Band. It's a self-titled thing.
So that's available for download or
CD? It's available just about everywhere. We have it at our gigs. You can buy it in CD form at Head in the galleries, and you can find it on Amazon, iTunes, on Spotify. Pretty much everywhere you look, it's there.
That's fantastic. So how did you get into music in the first place?
Well, playing my instrument. My brother used to play guitar, and I really liked what he was doing, so I would kind of follow on after what he was doing. And playing in a band, I just kind of like to get out and kind of mix with people and play. It's kind of just been a natural progression from once a week to twice a week to, you know, now about 8 or 9 gigs a week. So
what sort of musical influences have you got?
My influences are quite a wide-ranging thing. I suppose like my heroes on guitar, like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Derek Trucks, and vocally people like Jeff Buckley and Lenny Kravitz. They're kind of my vocal heroes. But I'm into absolutely everything. I listen to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan from the Pakistani singer, and he's a real source of inspiration for me when it comes to vocals.
And when you write your own songs, lyrically, is there any specific kind of...
I suppose all my lyrics are quite introspective. Naturally, I'm kind of looking at myself and kind of analysing other people's lives from my own point of view. And I try not to get too depressing with lyrics. I try and keep it a bit more uplifting, you know. I mean, for example, the song I play today is basically kind of just saying, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, you're able to achieve it within your own power.
You are actually going to play one of your songs for us right now. So it's called...
It's called Sky is the Limit, and it's available on the EP.
Okay, and what's it about again?
It's just about if there's, you know, something you want to do, people can put you down, but if there's something you want to do, you can go for it. Go and do it.
Okay, so this is Lewis Creven with The Sky's the Limit.
How do you know what you want when you don't know what you've got? How do you know what's right in a world that's clearly not? Well, they say your life ain't sweet 'cause it offers you no. Say that you won't grow because you have no roots. Oh, but sky is the limit. Oh, and sky. After all you've your life is empty, 'cause your pockets are unlined. But you don't need a hat on your head to give you peace of mind. Oh, but sky is the limit. Oh, and sky is life that living. Oh, and sky. Oh, and sky has love, let it give it.
That was Lewis Creven with The Sky's the Limit. So if people do really like what they've heard and want to get in touch, if you've got a website or...
Yes, lewiscrevenband.co.uk, and you can find us on Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, the whole kit and caboodle. We're up online, so... Come and find us.
And presumably if somebody wants to go to a gig, that's where they're going to have to look, because
yes,
there's far too many for you to mention here.
Yeah, all our gigs are up on the website and online. And our next one in Bristol is December 3rd. It's a Saturday at the Reckless Engineer.
So do you actually have a big fan following already?
Yes, we've got a fan base all over the southwest, a lot in Bristol, a lot in Wales, and down on the south coast as well. They like us down there, and we play a residency in Fareham down on the south coast, and they really like us there. In fact, someone's actually got the album cover tattooed on their arm down there, which is quite fantastic.
Blimey.
Yes.
So is it really a good piece of artwork, or do you think it was just he's that big a fan that he had to put your album on there?
Well, I think it suits being a tattoo. I think he's just a hardcore fan of the band, but it does look like it's a good tattoo.
Oh, so there we go. Lewis Creven, thank you very much. And
thanks.
If you like the band, get yourself a tattoo.